Blog Talk Radio.
Some things in the past and didn't want to do it.
I thought it was, I thought the reason why I didn't want to do it because I was always thinking how others would receive what he wanted me to do. But after doing it, I can understand he gives me a better vision of why he wanted me to do it. And sometimes when you are telling more than one person, it doesn't matter. The most important thing is if it touches and only a couple of people get it, it's all right. Sometimes it's not always for everyone to know, or everyone to get the message. Sometimes it just takes one or two persons that he wants you to capture and give that information that he is telling you to do. And many times, like I said, I have questioned him because I've had a task once that I had almost 30 people that I had to get cards and send to. But it doesn't matter if it didn't. Everyone didn't receive what he wanted. But there are certain people that he does want that message to get to. So don't always think that something that you're doing that you're stupid, or you think that people are going to laugh at you or going to say certain things. Yeah, I have felt that way, but after doing it, you can see what how helpful, encouraging, and inspirational that situation was for certain people. So just know that whenever you ask for wisdom, ask for understanding as well. Inner wisdom guides your way. Throughout life, your life's journey, you will be constantly developing healthy and vibrant relationship with others. Yet you may make mistakes along the way. It has been said that wisdom comes from learning. Learning comes from experience, and experience comes from mistakes. They may be conventional wisdom, but there is a greater wisdom that can tap into it at any time. When facing a challenge or opportunity about which you must make a decision, you should immediately call upon higher wisdom. Engage this wisdom with faith, with positive expectancy, I'm sorry, and with a quiet mind. You do not need to know every step of the way ahead of time. Trust your inner knowing and proceed with confidence and clarity. So pretty much that's what I'm saying. Trust what God is asking you to do and have confidence that this journey that he's taking you on is going to be successful, rewarding, encouraging to others as well as yourself. And a scripture that goes with Proverbs 2nd chapter, the 10th verse, for wisdom will come within your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. It will be. So just knowing that, be obedient to God's word when he is in. He comes to you with a project. I always call it a project. And like I say, those projects can be something else. I mean, really? And truly, I'm going to tell you one of those things that he told me to do, and then I will go on into his presence. And one of my caller might, I'm not sure if she was aware it was me because I spoke to her husband before passing, and he remembered what I had done, but he didn't know it was me. Well, God wanted me to get some encouraging little card that just small cards with small inspirational messages in them. And it's about 30 houses on my block and all around to the cul-de-sac altogether. I didn't realize that it was that many. It didn't look like that many. But all the way around the corner and around the cul-de-sac. And I was to put one of those cards in every mailbox, every single one. And each message was supposed to be a little bit different, not the same inspirational message, but he helped me to pick out the ones that he wanted me to give. And I did it. And I said, now, these people are going to think, if they find out that I did it, they're going to think that I'm crazy. I'm probably like those Jehovah Witnesses. And but I did it anyway, even though I had all those doubts and questions and everything. I did it. And I didn't get an outcome from it right away. I just went ahead and did it. And I knew that I was doing, I heard that voice from God, because it was very clear to do that. Evidently, someone needed to be encouraged, or be inspired. And I did exactly that. I didn't do it. I did it after the mailman ran. So I didn't want the mailman to pick it up and then take it or whatever. But I didn't do it. It was during the day when others, most people were at work. And I did it. And didn't think about it. After I did it, I didn't think about it much anymore. I just, because he's had me to do something else too. So I did it. And I left alone. I said, whatever. Whoever is supposed to encourage, let you know, his will be done. But it was months and months and months later. I mean, months, and I can't even remember exactly. But I asked several people. I asked just two. I asked my neighbor, across the street, Mr. Kendall, when he was here with us. Then I asked someone else. I said, do you remember receiving a card in the mail with some encouraging word? And I got in a conversation first before I went and asked him that question. So he said, yes, I remembered. And I was wondering who put it in my mailbox. But he said, it said, I didn't let him know that I did it. Pretty much I was just asking questions because I more or less was saying I got received one too. I didn't want him to know it right away because I wanted him to express what he got from that card. And it was someone else too that I asked. And they both indicated how much that did touch them, what was in that card on that particular day when they read it. So I'm not sure if the card was for them, but it could be for someone else or several people to have heard when they needed to. But they were encouraged by that card as well. So it was important to me to know who that card was supposed to, or who, how many people. I did what God wanted me to do. And those two people I did ask was very encouraged and inspired by what was in that card. So sometimes you can do some strange stuff, but it's for a purpose. I think it's all a purpose for being obedient to God, and also God wanted someone to hear some encouraging word. So just knowing that everything that you are told to do, it's not, doesn't always seem to make sense to you, but do it anyway, because someone is going to get what God wants them to get out of that request. So I just wanted to share that with the inner wisdom. But I'm going to talk about another subject, but dealing with God's presence. But I wanted to share that because, like I say, even ministers, they can tell you stories too, that God has told them to do things, and it didn't make a lot of sense to them. But the important is being obedient and doesn't always make sense, but it makes sense to God because you're being obedient and you are touching someone else's life. The next thing I want to talk about is his presence. And when I read this today, tears came to my eyes because there was something that I was experiencing just for that moment, and when I read it, it touched my heart. It says, come close to me. And now we're talking about God in this. Come close to me and rest in my presence. I am all around you, closer than the very air you breathe. Trust me with every breath you take. You need for me is a constant as you need as for oxygen, and you know that you need air. So don't neglect the discipline of practicing my presence, because your mind is easily distracted. You must keep coming back to me again and again. And we do that. We come to him again and again for so many different prayer requests. Constantly. He wants us to do just that. Do not be discouraged by your tendency to wander off in tangent from, it's tangent, T-A-N-G-E-N-T, from your true center in me. Simply keep making the needed adjustment to return to me. He wants us to do just that. Find our way back to him when we are distracted. Make these little corrections joyfully, trusting in my unfailing love. He wants to know that he will always love us. And he wants us to use his name, Jesus, to connect with him. Now, I have a thing that I am a wanderer, and sometimes thoughts come to my mind that is not always the right thoughts. And I say, Jesus, sometimes, just to get that negative thought away from me. So he wants us to always use his name when we need him, to reconnect with him. Whisper it, sing it, shout it, remembering what it means. The Lord saves. Embellish my name with words of love and trust. Trust him. Always trust him. Let your heart overflow with gratitude as you ponder all I am to you. All I have done for you. He wants you to do the rewind button. Hit that rewind button and think about all the things that he has done in the past for you. The things that he's gotten you through. The journey that you have taken, and he's always walked one step at a time with you. These practices draw you close to me. Remember, we're talking about God, Jesus, these practices draw you close to me and help you rest in my presence. He wants us to rest in his presence. So, it's so important for us to have the inner presence of him. Meditating sometimes, reading his word, just being quiet. Just trust him. Every breath you take, trust him and bring him in your presence. We need to spend more time, quiet time with him. And that's what he's telling you. He's there for us in this message. And not to be discouraged. Even though we are wandering off into these crazy thoughts and feelings, he just wants us to know that he's in the center of all of this. And use his name more often. Simple five-letter word, Jesus. Simple as that. He wants us to do just that. And I want to read some more about his presence. In Psalms 89:15, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of his presence, O Lord. Close your eyes sometimes and imagine yourself sitting on a beach, a warm breeze tickling your skin and comforting sounds of waves breaking on the shore. Or think of yourself in a garden, the song of songbirds and enchanting fragrance to every direction. Place yourself anywhere, but know that nothing can compare to being in the presence of God. The treasure of the universe are stored there. His love surrounds you, and peace flows like a beautiful river when you have him in your presence. Because he loves you, and he wants to be wherever you are. His Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us. But when believers come near, and other people, believers come near you, sometimes heavily happens. Not only does he dwells in them, but he also fills the distance between them. It's more or less when you have God's Spirit within you, someone else can tell that. They can come in your presence and feel that peace around you. So just keep God in your presence and knowing that he's there, even though sometimes we feel that he's not there. Now, I want to put someone on the spot tonight. I want you to tell me. I want you to come on the air. I'm going to click you on the air. And I want you to tell me something. Give me an experience that you felt that God was in your presence. Or he's told you something. Either you can answer any way you want to. Or he's told you something to do. And you question him. Because you wonder, but this is going to be somebody's going to think you're stupid, are you crazy, or something like that. And share that with us, because it'll make that other person feel that, oh, I'm not the only one feeling this way. It's always happened to me, too. So can I click on one of you tonight and you experience, you share some of that with me? I am clicking on a telephone number, 6556. You are on the air. Share something with me when you think that God is in, you have experienced that God was in your presence, and he may have told you to do something and you had doubts in your mind.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. This has happened to me several times. And it normally happens to me when I am about to get very upset with someone, and God will tell me, be quiet. Don't say that. Be still.
Do you become obedient? Are you obedient to your word?
Yes, I do. I do become obedient. And in the past, I can say that I would not have been obedient. There have been times when I was not obedient in the past. But the older I get, that wisdom that you talked about earlier, it takes over. So I have listened, and I'm like, I can't believe that I'm not going to open my mouth on this, but I didn't. And when I didn't, it wouldn't even be, sometimes it would be the next day, sometimes it would be 2 hours from now, and I'm like, I am so glad I did not open my mouth at that particular time.
Right.
Because he had already worked it out by me just being quiet.
Quiet. Being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Being quiet.
Quiet, still, hush.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's that inner person of God. That inner
it is.
Presence.
I know it is with me. Most definitely, I know it is God. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, in the past, there were times, this is coming out, and this is coming out right now.
So he is teaching us to do more
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yes.
Because it's not all
yes.
about talking and telling people how we feel.
Right.
We
just exactly.
Him and he'll
it's,
make it right.
That has happened numerous times. Not one or two times. It's happened numerous times when things that I was about to say and I didn't say them. I'm so glad I didn't say them because, like I said, it worked itself out. So.
Yes. And that's how he's showing it. It's going to work out without you having to say anything.
Yes, without me having to do anything.
Right.
Absolutely. Just
so now you are... Mm-hmm. You have established that inner wisdom, and you are
yes.
understanding.
Right.
You hear.
And, I mean, it's been some things that I have not wanted to, I mean, they needed to be handled, but I'm like, I don't want to deal with that right now. And I just give it a few days, works itself out. I mean, it happened this week. It happened last month. It happened a couple of weeks ago, you know, and it just worked itself out, so. Just by me being quiet, leaving stuff alone, and just letting him handle it.
Right. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants to let us, you know, peace be still. Let him give the burdens or whatever to him. And
yes.
let him handle one more.
Yes.
Yes. Well, good. Thank you for sharing that with me.
You're
Can I
welcome.
Get another? Excuse me? What you said, Carrie?
Oh, I say you're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks so much for sharing that. I need one more person to share their, you know, their experience. And I'm going to click on 43, last number is 4353. You're on the air. Your number is 4353, last four numbers. You like to share an experience with us?
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Regina.
You're full of surprises tonight.
You guys want to help me out.
I've enjoyed the program thus far. God is always in my presence, and I have to remind myself of that. Especially when I'm being challenged or when the spirit of unease or unrest presents itself. Because he says he is always with us. And so I have to know that I know that, and I have to stay focused on his promises of never leaving us alone. And I cannot stay focused if my eyes are out of focus, because I may be looking at a situation and thinking it's one way when it's not really what I think it is, or it's not what I'm really seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I am challenged to see things as God sees them, not as Regina sees them. And so it's a constant reminder when he says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing.
Uh-huh.
And I pray that I am made aware, presence always, because he is our strength, he is our guide, he is our lifter. He is everything that we need. He is our daily bread.
Well, thank you so much. We only have one more minute for the day. I didn't realize the time had went by so fast. But thank you, Regina and Carrie, for sharing your experience with us. And it helps other people when you share. It helps them to understand things that they have gone through as well, and if they're not obedient. So thank you so much for sharing. It's something I would normally do, put you on the spot, but God wanted me to put you on the spot because he wanted you to share those two things with others. So not what I would normally do, and you know that. So thank you so much for allowing me to do that and letting God use you with this short testimony of your presence, you know, thanks so much. And that is the end of our show. I pray that we will continue to do God's will, hear his voice when he's speaking to us and being obedient. I must do the same thing as well, because he sometimes does say things or help me to do things that I feel that I don't want to do, but I'm trying to be more obedient when I hear that voice. So I just pray that we will continue to be to get that understanding and wisdom that we need to do his will and hear him when we need to hear him, and not to do things that is out of order, out of his will. And continue to tune in each Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. I will talk with you next week, and I will be working on other guest speakers to help me out. And thanks again, and be blessed.
Yes, please.